Please silence your phones and enjoy the movie. It's time for Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I am your friendly neighborhood cinema chat host here at WEMU, Matt Hobson, and it's my pleasure to always be joined by our friendly neighborhood cinema programming manager from Marquee Arts, Nick Aldrink. How are you on this fine Thursday?
I am doing great. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, and why am I saying friendly neighborhood? Is there something going on in my brain right now?
Well, yeah, the friendly neighborhood radio station with a friendly neighborhood theater talking to you.
Indeed. And of course, we're going to be talking about our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man this week. That is the big movie of the weekend.
Yeah, Spider-Man Brand New Day opens tonight at the State, and this one follows Peter Parker, played by Tom Holland, who devotes his life to protecting New York City as a full-time Spider-Man, but as the demands on him intensify, the pressure sparks a surprisingly physical evolution that threatens his existence, even as a strange new pattern of crimes give rise to one of the most powerful threats he's ever faced. So this one also stars Zendaya, Jacob Batalon, and Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk in this one, Sadie Sink playing a very mysterious role right now.
That's the million-dollar question. Yeah. Who is she?
Yeah, and John Bernthal playing the Punisher.
And it's, what can I say? It's also been a kind of a double whammy. It was Zendaya, Tom Holland, and John Bernthal in probably the two biggest movies of the summer.
Right. So. Yeah, all three of them were just in The Odyssey. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes, and which I just saw over the weekend, and it was fantastic.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
So great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also at the States is, you know what? I'm going to let you say the title on this one because I like my job.
This film is called I Want Your Sex. It opens tomorrow.
Okay, we got that out of the way.
This is about Fresh Face Elliot, played by Cooper Hoffman. That is the son of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who lands in exciting job for renowned artist, icon, and provocateur Erica Tracy, played by Olivia Wilde.
She's been busy lately.
Yeah, and his fantasies come true as Erica taps him to become her sexual muse. But Elliot soon finds himself out of his depth as Erica takes him on a journey more profound than he ever could have imagined into a world of obsession, power, betrayal, and murder.
So if you look up provocative in the dictionary, you just might find a frame of this film.
Yeah, that's right. but from Greg Araki, who directed this film, this is a very small indie title, but meant to be. There's a lot of mystery behind it, but it's a comedy first and foremost. Okay. And it's a good summer.
And actually, I did read a little bit of an article about this. Olivia Wilde says, you know, she considered this a very liberating role for her.
So she might
be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, on Friday, July 31st, you are celebrating Art House Theater Day along with the rest of the world.
Yeah, Art House Theater Day is a national event where art houses around the country celebrate art house film and art house theater, and Boots Riley is the one of the curators of Art House Theater Day this year. So we're playing his film Sorry to Bother You tomorrow at 7 at the Michigan. This is set in an alternate present day version of Oakland. Telemarketer Cassius Green discovers a magical key to professional success, propelling him into a universe of greed. And it stars Lakeith Stanfield, Tessa Thompson, Jermaine Fowler, and Steven Yeun. And this is a very fascinating film. It is very
fascinating, to say the least. Yeah, it gets a very, you know, good racial message to it, but at the end of it, you know, I've seen this movie myself, and I'm thinking, that's another one where he's like, okay, what is going on?
Yeah, it gets very surreal, and at the end of it, it goes off the rails in the best way and hits the gas while doing it. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed, and we hope you enjoy it all. This is Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I am Matt Hobson, hosting alongside my dear friend Nick Aldrink, and we have a whole lot of special screenings coming up, one from the great horror director of all time, Wes Craven, for your late night classic series.
Yeah, we're celebrating Summerween throughout the next couple of months, you know, summer horror films. And we have The Hills Have Eyes coming up next, the original 1977 film. It'll play tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan. On the way to California, a family has the misfortune to have their car break down in an area closed to the public and inhabited by violent savages ready to attack. And so really one of those slasher films from the 70s.
And it has been remade, as I remember.
Yeah, it's been remade, and there's sequels. This film has really had a life of its own. But yeah, from Wes Craven, one of the horror masters.
Yes, indeed. And here's another movie again. You know, I'm like, Nick, are you trying to get me fired this week?
I will even censor myself in this one.
Okay.
We'll call it F Toys.
Okay.
That'll be playing Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Michigan.
And this is part of that popcorn list that you introduced a few weeks back.
Yeah, so it's a popcorn list is a series of films programmed by festival programmers from around the country that are putting films that played at festivals that have been on the festival circuit for a while in front of audiences because these films don't quite have distribution yet. And this one also played at our Cinetopia Film Festival last May. It won the Audience Award, and it's about a young woman who seeks to break a curse by raising $1,000 for psychics in a pre-millennium alternate universe. She navigates the seedy underbelly of Trash Town via scooter, encountering bizarre characters along the way.
And again, if you want to see the actual title of the mug, just go to markyarts.org and you'll see what the F stands for.
Yeah.
And here's a movie that kind of sits close to my arc. It's called Network. You're sharing that at the Michigan Theater on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, from 1976, celebrating its 50th anniversary and even more relevant today than it was 50 years ago. This is about a television network cynically exploits a deranged former anchor's ravings and revelations about mass media for its own profit, but finds his message may be difficult to control. From director Sidney Lumet, and this one stars Faye Dunaway, William Holden, Peter Finch, and Robert Duvall.
And this is an Oscar winning for Best Picture, as I recall.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, like I said, I have a kind of fond memories of this particular movie because it was my very first day of college at CMU. It was back in the fall of 2001. The very first class I took, our professor screened this movie us for the very first day. And that was basically kind of laid a foundation. He's like, here's what the mass media has done and continues to do. And like I said, you look at it and say, okay, this is even more relevant than it was 50 years ago. And for your animation fans, you have the Michigan Theater Community Film Club coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, we are celebrating Animation August this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. The film club returns after a summer hiatus with a celebration of animated cinema from Disney classics to anime, stop motion, and experimental works. So you can join your fellow movie lovers at the Michigan for an evening of conversation, games, snacks, drinks. And then, so at 5 o'clock, the discussion's at 5 o'clock, and then we'll be at 7 o'clock, we'll be screening Mad God. This is a film, a stop motion film from 2021, written, directed, and produced by Phil Tippett, a visual effects artist known for Star Wars and Jurassic Park. And
in short, legendary visual effects artist.
That's right. And he produced this film for over 30 years. And it's about an assassin who travels through a nightmare underworld of tortured souls, ruined cities, and wretched monstrosities forged from the primordial horrors of the unconscious mind of Tippett, the world's preeminent stop-motion animator. So the discussion is free at 5 o'clock, but the film at 7 will be ticketed.
That sounds like it's going to be worth it because, like I said, this is Phil Tippett. You know, if you've seen the dinosaurs, if you see all the crazy creatures from Star Wars, those all came from his brain, so I'm expecting nothing. And your Art Hearts Revival series continues, and as we discussed last week, you're going to switch over to movies about movies.
That's right.
And you're going to show American Movie.
American Movie. This is a documentary from 1999 that I'll be playing it next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. This is about aspiring filmmaker Mark Borchardt, who attempts to finance his dream project by finally completing his film Coven, a micro-budget horror film he abandoned years before. Now, this is a film. It is very much about a young filmmaker. The plight of young artists. And it has some humor to it. There's parts of this where you're watching this movie where it feels like you're watching a Christopher Guest film.
I see. So there you go, fans of there's a Spinal Tap, a Mighty Wind, all those Christmas films. You'll get to see all this like that pseudo documentary feel to it. I always like that. Mm-hmm. And once again, your Studio Ghibli film series continues next week. Another gem from Hayao Miyazaki.
Yeah, Ponyo from 2008.
Wait, what am I saying? They're all gems. What am I talking about?
They play this Wednesday at 7 at the Michigan. This is about a 5-year-old boy who develops a relationship with Ponyo, a young goldfish princess who longs to become a human after falling in love with him, as you said, written by Hayao Miyazaki. Now, on Wednesday, the film will be presented in Japanese with English subtitles, but we will have an encore screening the following Saturday at 11 a.m. that we presented the English dubbed screenings for the young ones who might want to
That sounds good. You know, basically, what I'm getting is, like, you know, if you're fans of The Little Mermaid, this may just be the movie for you. And again, you know, I've seen the anime fans just say, like, okay, we'll tolerate the English dubs, but I've seen some fans like, okay, I will see subtitles or nothing.
So I'm
glad you're covering both audiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just in about a week or so, you're going to continue your celebration of the centennial of Mel Brooks with, you know, what can I say, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Spaceballs will be playing next week, Thursday, August 6th at 7 o'clock, part of our Mel Brooks retrospective about a star pilot for hire and his trusty half-dog sidekick must come to the rescue of a spoiled princess and save planet Druidia from the clutches of the evil Spaceballs. And this stars Bill Pullman, John Candy, Rick Moranis, Daphne Zuniga, Joan Rivers, and, of course, Mel Brooks.
All of whom are expected to return for the sequel that's coming out next year. So if you want to do a little research, in fact, you know, it was kind of a special San Diego Comic-Con recently. They did a panel on that, and they eventually got Rick Moranis on the screen onto the stage where he was wearing his dark helmet. Yeah. He got a standing ovation. Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah. So
very excited for that one.
Yeah, they're going to call it Spaceballs the new one, by the way, in case you haven't heard. And continuing, you also have Hadestown the musical, sort of inspired of the Odyssey, I assume.
Yeah, it's continuing for one more week, and then we're probably going to drop it, but it had a terrific response last weekend, so these are back for a few encore screenings.
Okay, you also got The Motor City, Her Private Hell, of course, The Odyssey, and The Invite, all of them are going to continue at the Michigan State, respectively.
Yeah, yep, that's right, yeah. Yeah, probably one more week to catch Motor City and Her Private Hell as well, so if you want to see those, you better do it this week.
But The Odyssey, I think we're pretty safe, and that's going to be sticking around for quite a bit.
Yeah, that's
again,
right.
It was fantastic, and see it on the biggest screen possible. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for joining me. As always, we'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, Matt. Thank you.
And we'll certainly see you next Thursday as well, ladies and gentlemen, and folks of all walks of light here at WEMU. For Nick Aldrink, I am Matt Hobson here for Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti. See you at the movies.